following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or two of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworklifereward.com for details.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are jam-packed again today. As we get ready to talk to Rick Pinkston, the captain of the Tri-City Storm, we'll also talk with Bill Gavers, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, unbeaten, getting ready for another tussle with St. Cecilia in the conference semifinals tomorrow night, and Golf World's Ryan Harrington as we get ready for the golf season. Tiger, Phil, they're all there.
Yeah, and he just teed off, so looking forward to catching up with Ryan and getting the insight on what's going on in the world of golf, including a couple disqualifications earlier in the year. Huge basketball game last night. Douglas, did you get a
Jimmer!
Watch? That's the word of the day. What an incredible game. Kids, if you think that shooting the basketball in the driveway is way overrated, watch that kid play the game, because that is some talent on display. People in his face, it does not matter. They were as close to him as you could get without knocking the guy down on 90% of his shots, and he continued to knock him down, and they knock off San Diego State, and Brigham Young will jump up in the ratings, and they're gonna be sixth or seventh when the new poll's released next week. What a win for them,
Jimmer!
Are they a team that can win the national title, Doug?
What?
Are they a team that can win the national title? See, that's what I say too. Is San Diego State?
No. Here's the deal. San Diego State, didn't you only really have to stop one guy? I mean, you could tell by the way they're playing, their philosophy wasn't let him get his and we'll stop everybody else, because they were contesting it. But didn't you just have to stop one guy? I think that's what BYU's problem is going to be. Watching the big guy, he's just tall.
Yeah.
Great for BYU. We need teams like this to be good. I mean, Gonzaga is down a little bit. Butler has faded away. There always has to be a couple of teams like this to keep our interest. And I guess who knows, Tony? I mean, I say Butler, and Butler went all the way to the national championship game last year and was as good as anybody in the country for that three-week, four-week period. So it is possible. I guess it is possible. Let's not say it's not possible. But, boy, they're going to have to beat some big boys, and we'll see if they can do that. It all depends on how the old bracket falls, catch an upset, not have to play four number ones or two number ones along the way. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Also, a little bit of Husker news, and we'll get to the story here about Prince Makamura. But Nebraska and our quarterback, Taylor Martinez's dad, part ways. They go their separate ways. And
no more corn fed for the Huskers.
I think it was just a mutual decision. I don't think it was that big of a deal to the university and or to Casey Martinez as far as the financial. I don't think the deal was generating millions of dollars. It was beneficial to either party, so they just said, you know what, let's get the controversy out of here. We'll just go our separate ways.
Yeah, Tom Osborne, you may know him as the athletic director at the University of Nebraska. You may also know
sort of
him.
A big deal.
Yeah, he used to coach here. He was a congressman. You might know him. They released a statement yesterday. Here's what the statement said, in case you missed it. The licensing relationship with CornFed began in the summer of 2007, before our football program had initiated any recruiting contact with Taylor and his family, or had any knowledge of Taylor as a prospective student-athlete. CornFed is a solid company which has demonstrated success in the apparel business and has been a licensee not only of Nebraska, but several other schools around the country. There is nothing in the licensing agreement between the two parties that is in any way non-compliant with NCAA rules. It goes on to say, we have recently learned that while Taylor Martinez has no ownership in CornFed Apparel Incorporated, he is registered as the owner of the CornFed trademark and also the CornFed.com domain name. Again, this arrangement does not violate any NCAA rules. However, because of the attention this agreement has caused, Casey Martinez recently initiated a conversation with Nebraska about ending the licensing relationship. Both parties agreed that it would be prudent to no longer have a licensing relationship between the University of Nebraska and CornFed. Both the Martinez family and the University of Nebraska feel this decision is best for all parties, and specifically in helping limit distractions for Taylor and the football program. End quote from Tom Osborne. They are in with some Iowa schools, Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa. He has some licensing agreements with, of course, Casey Martinez. I would hope the boys with bigger production studios in the big city pick up on this and run with it, because I found out something about all this. You know, Casey, as it says right here from Tom Osborne, Casey Martinez recently initiated a conversation with Nebraska about ending the licensing relationship. Do you know when that phone call came?
Halftime of the A&M game.
That's right. Bo was PO'd that he wasn't going to get any CornFed merchandise, and he got in Taylor's face and said, you and your dad are going to leave after your promise and give me all the apparel I want.
Sit
your ass on the bench, and we'll talk about this on the way home. So I don't know if everybody knew that, but obviously that's what that was all about. Now the light is shed.
I appreciate you shedding the light on that. Would you shed the light on what's going on at the University of Iowa? That is weird.
Well, the same thing happened at a high school, didn't it, last year?
Not the 13 players.
Yeah. A lot more than that. I know what you're talking about. I saw what was going on, a muscle problem from working out too much. There was another school, whether it was a high school or a college, where they ran in a whole bunch of kids. It made national news last year for the same thing. So they're overworked, and what, you know, then you got how hot it is, what their fluids are. I mean, there are some other reasons that they're having problems there at Iowa.
That's a bad deal going on there. We got 13 kids in the hospital. Obviously, they're doing 100 squats of 225 pounds timed, then pulling a sled 100 yards. That was two of the things that they were forced to do in this winter conditioning that lasts 7 weeks, and they call it very strenuous, and they make no bones about it. They say that they've done this in years past and never had problems. Well, they got problems now, and people falling down stairs because they can't walk afterwards. Usually you hear this thing in the military. I mean, that's when it happens. People go to boot camp that aren't prepared for boot camp. That's when it happens. But it's happening at Iowa right now. And, of course, the coaches aren't around during winter conditioning. They're out recruiting, getting ready for this.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're not on the complex when this was going on. They were out recruiting, and so they get back. And, obviously, they're not at the news conference because they're not around there right now. They're getting ready for next week's signing day. But weird deal.
A couple other football notes before we take a break here. Adam Kuchera is going to be a Husker. A lineman from Litchfield, Nebraska, is a preferred walk-on for the Huskers. 6'6", 285. And Nebraska's had some success with eight-man players before. Let's see if Adam Kuchera can be the next one. Here's another kid that just watching him and looking at him is not a Zach Stirrup developed type of kid, but I think eventually he's a couple inches shorter, but eventually I think maybe that's what they're trying to look at there. He's got the frame on him. He'll have to tone up a little bit. That 285 will work its way into 300 in muscle instead of just a little extra poundage on there for him. And we'll see if he can be the next area kid to make a contribution on the positive side of the Huskers.
Congratulations to him for that offer.
So there you go. And, oh, it's good to have friends in high places. Broderick Boehm, he's going to walk on. He's from Lincoln Southeast. His dad is Mark Boehm, works for the university. The executive associate athletic director, Mark Boehm.
I don't know. A lot of people thought good about that about Austin Cassidy, too, and he played a pretty good role towards the end of this year.
Boy, I'm sure he's going to be fine. And, again, these are the kind of kids that you don't expect to see there, the freshman and sophomore year. Maybe they can fill in and help like a Lance Thorell did. But you hope that you can, in 3 years, maybe make something out of them where they might be able to contribute when they're a junior, like the good old days.
Douglas Hatt was approached yesterday about what you should do if the Steelers won the Super Bowl. I mean, I actually happen to be.
If it's not an email, it's not considered. So
no, that's not true, because yep. This person that came up to me and been meaning to get in said, what if Doug does so much for the kids in the community? He says, you know, doing all the games and stuff. He's obviously very involved with the youth. But what making it an educational experience, I think it would be good if Doug got tased in front of kids.
No.
I thought it was an excellent idea.
You think so?
I think people could learn.
Never, ever, ever. No. No chance. It's not even funny.
Oh, it's funny.
No, it's just stupid.
If you got tased? It would be funny.
No, it would not.
Well, for everybody but one person.
Funny is you in flip-flops and slippers and a robe trying to serve volleyballs. That's funny.
Funny is the hangover when they tase the guy. That could be you. I thought it was an excellent idea. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Well, you know what you should do? Keep your ideas to yourself and help the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall. Take some of that time you've got on your hands and donate it. Help people out. That's a whole other spiel for me. People that sit on their butt all the time and don't do anything, don't go to activities, But anyway, the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall is coming to Kearney July 1st through the 5th, and it's not free, people. So the Kearney American Legion is sponsoring a benefit supper with social hour, prime rib, live auction. It's $25 a ticket, complimentary cocktails, which I know stands out to Daddy. It's coming up this Sunday. Social hour begins at 5. The supper begins at 6 with all the activities continuing throughout the night at the Kearney American Legion this Sunday evening. And stop by on 1223 South Central Avenue for more information. But I'd like to travel out. It's a beautiful day here, but there's just too much snow. Maybe we can go out to the bays and hit a few golf balls this afternoon. But they're doing it for real, and Tiger's doing it for the first time this year at Torrey Pines, where they're just underway.
Yeah, we go to Golf World. Senior writer Ryan Harrington joins us. Ryan, thanks so much for the time today. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. Always nice to talk a little golf, because in the Midwest that means it's warm somewhere. And they're underway, and we are still in January, and we're a ways away from majors, obviously. So everybody wants to talk about Tiger and Phil. Before we get into the Tiger, a lot made of Martin Keimer moving up to number 2 in the world, Lee Westwood number 1 in the world. I saw some debate out there. I'd like your reaction right now. Who is the best golfer in the world?
Oh, I think Martin Keimer, without a doubt. You know, I think, you know, coming off of obviously winning a major championship last year and winning the money title over in Europe and then coming right back and dominating the event this past weekend in the desert, I think indeed he is playing the best golf out of anybody out there. And unfortunately, the world ranking still kind of just moves a little bit slowly. And so Westwood's number 1 right now, but I think in the minds of most players out there, it's Martin Keimer.
Ryan, what do you make out of the two players that got disqualified early in this year? Many people have a huge deal, especially with Harrington getting bounced out of Dubai because you couldn't even see it on the regular television.
Careful, this is a sensitive issue because you're talking about his brother.
Yes.
Indeed, and he and I have been trying to consult. No. You know, I don't have a problem with viewers watching and phoning things in. I find it a little annoying personally, but, you know, what we pride ourselves in this game of golf is abiding by the rules. And if you break a rule, regardless of how it comes up, you need to be called on it. And we can't have it two ways in golf where we talk, you know, so stoically about being this gentleman's sport that we call penalties on ourselves and whatnot and then not do it. So, you know, I don't have a problem. The Harrington thing and the Vegas, frankly, of being disqualified after the fact, that is disappointing. And I do wonder if there's a way to modify that in some way. Perhaps just give them another two penalty stroke, particularly in an instance like Harrington, where he really had no idea that he actually violated a rule. Vegas, you could argue, he just didn't know the rule and unfortunately, you know, made the mistake there. But Harrington, by all accounts from all the officials there, you know, thought maybe something went on, talked to people, tried to figure out what was going on, and then after the fact found out indeed with super slow-mo, high-tech HD that he did violate a rule. That one's a hard one to swallow, but overall, no. I don't have a problem with viewers calling in. If you break a rule, you need to be responsible for it.
Ryan Harrington of Golf World joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I guess that's kind of where the conversation has went nationally now, Ryan, is that, yeah, it's a penalty, but disqualification, the crime and the penalty phase are not fitting each other. Is there any talk out there about adjusting the rules? Because as you just said, we had to go to high def, super slow-mo. Back in the day, if you cheated, there was only people in your party that were going to know that you cheated. Now there's proof out there that if you write down the wrong score, and that just irks me, that you have to sign your scorecard for the right score anymore when you've got 7 billion people watching what you scored out there. Is there any talk by the guys that take care of the rules of golf to start tweaking some of these rules to catch up with the modern-day technology we have?
Well, you know, I think there probably is going to be a little bit more and more. I do think the folks at the USGA, you know, we were looking at this obviously in Golf World this past week and talked to a couple folks at the USGA, and there is the at least the rumblings, okay, maybe we do need to evaluate a couple of these things in some pretty minute instances. And the Harrington one was very specific from the standpoint of, again, here was a guy who honestly thought everything, he was trying to make sure he didn't break a rule. He was, you know, pretty much, you know, thought he hadn't, and it was only later that something came up that identified that he perhaps did. In a very narrow instance like that, I do see the USGA perhaps doing something to try to eliminate a disqualification like that. But in terms of what happened with Vegas, where it was, in all honesty, ignorance of the rule, no, I don't think they're going to change the rule there. Getting back even to what you said about the whole scorecard and signing a scorecard, I'm with you on that one. I mean, the whole world watches you. Everybody else can count. If you had a mistake like that, which was a mechanical error in that way, I think that is a little bit much. But I don't think I think the USGA, if they make a move with any of these rules, it's going to be a very narrow defined thing because they're very nervous about, well, if we make this change, you know, what are the ramifications that we can't think of right now? If you don't disqualify a player, you only give them two more strokes. Well, what if they already made the cut and now that affects the cut line or something along those lines? So they're going to be very reluctant to make any change that isn't very, very specific and probably very minute.
Ryan, are there player meetings before these tournaments? You go back to the PGA Championship a year ago, which I thought was—I just still just shake my head about, you know, grounding your club in a bunker that wasn't a bunker, whatever. Are there meetings before these tournaments on weird things that could come up on these courses?
There aren't meetings, no. There are like what happened at the PGA Championship, you know, local rule sheets that are posted in the locker rooms in a lot of different places so the players can see them. But there's no formal meeting of the players, if you will, no, where they get together and a rules official discusses anything. It's up to the player to be aware that perhaps the golf course has a different nuance or whatnot that they're going to have to be paying attention to. And that local rule sheet, as we found out at the PGA, unfortunately at times isn't read by everybody, and it really needs to be. I mean, if this is your livelihood and you're not reading it, you know, that's a crime on you.
Ryan Harrington at Golf World is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a different kind of rule, but with Tiger Woods at number one in the world, it just seemed like he could do whatever he wanted whenever he wanted, and of course he did. But on the golf course, it's being pointed out that Tiger now has different times at the Pro-Ams, and he's 68th on the money list last year, which makes his preparation and the rules that he has to follow a lot different. His times of the day are different, when he practices, when he tees off, and things like that. How much, and he talked about it a little bit yesterday, how much do you think those types of things will affect his rhythm getting ready for this season in the first couple of tournaments?
I think other than trying to get used to some of the practice stuff where he loved, obviously, to get out at the crack of dawn and try to avoid huge crowds and try to get his work in before, you know, the circus kind of came to town, I think that could affect him from time to time. But, you know, he's a veteran on this tour. He's played. He's not going to play at a lot of tournaments where he doesn't know the course. You know, he's not going to go to a lot of new venues here. So he's got a lot of course preparation already. It's a matter of him just making sure his golf swing right now, frankly, is in good shape. And he can do that at a driving range whenever he wants to at the tournament. So I don't envision this really being something that's going to affect him a whole lot. He's still a past champion, so his tee times actually literally in the tournament aren't really going to change compared to what's happened before. It'll just be those days of preparation beforehand. And I think, you know, arguably, you know, I don't think that's going to have much of an effect. I think what we need to find out right now is this swing back in shape, because that's the biggest question we all really have for 2011.
Uh-oh, Tony. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Breaking news. We have breaking news.
Ryan
Harrington is with us
from
Golf World. Tiger Woods has just parred his first hole of the season. Tiger Woods teeing off on 10 has just parred his first hole of the season.
Everybody can take a deep breath now and move on to third day. Everybody's been waiting for this. Ryan, what do you expect to see out of his golf swing?
You know, I think he's going to be playing pretty well this week. I mean, this is, a venue that he's very familiar with. He's had incredible success at. He's won the last four times he's played in the PGA Tour event here and then at the U.S. Open in 2008. I think, you know, this is a course that suits him very well, that he likes to play on. It's just a matter now of whether that swing's intact. I think he's had enough time off the last few months where he's been able to hone some stuff. I mean, obviously I haven't seen him play or practice in person, but I've got to believe that the swing's going to come around here. I really do believe we're going to see a Tiger Woods who's going to win a few events this year. I think he will win a major championship. I do think we're going to see, not necessarily the old Tiger Woods. I don't think we're ever going to get the intimidator, the one that, you know, would win by, you know, 6, 7, 8 shots, the one that was going to win 10 tournaments a year. But I do think we're going to see a guy who just has too much talent not to be able to come back. He's too young to be able to again, be a huge presence on the PGA Tour.
Questions out. Will he win a lot of majors? Will he do well this year? How many tournaments? It seems to me, Ryan, that we'll all know when he clicks. We'll all know when he has found that spot. And whenever that is, whether it's this week, next month, next year, he's going to go on a tear again. My thoughts, he will go on a tear again, won't he?
I believe so. I mean, again, I think he's going to return to prominence on this tour. I think he's going to win multiple times in a year. I agree with you. I do think it's the kind of thing where you'll realize he's got that swing down. He feels a rhythm, because that's just the way he's always done it here, and I think that's going to follow once he feels comfortable with the swing and whatnot. So, you know, we thought maybe we got a glimpse of it that one round last year at the U.S. Open where, oh, my gosh, we saw some of the old Tiger, the old, you know, poses when he would hit such masterful shots, and I think we're going to see that again once he's in a rhythm here. And like you said, perhaps it's not this week, but I do think sometime this season he will get into that rhythm, and he's going to be, you know, back to the guy that everyone expects to be playing out there.
All right, Ryan, before we let you go, unless you watch the European Tour, I don't think very many casual golf fans knew Martin Kaymer at this time last year, Jeff Overton, who made the Ryder Cup. Give me somebody that the casual golf fan doesn't know his name today but will at the end of 2011.
You know, it's interesting. Who's going to be the next Matt Kuchar is what we've been talking about in the office here, because there was a guy that kind of came out of the blue. People knew him, but they didn't necessarily expect him to become, you know, the money leader and things like that. I think, you know, this year, Bill Haas is the guy. He lost in the playoff last weekend, but I think this is a guy who's got some serious talent, who won a couple times last year, who will be bruised, obviously, by the playoff loss this past week. But I think he's the guy who's going to be ready to rise up. He's a young player. He's very familiar with the tour, having his father obviously be a longtime veteran out there. So he's not awestruck by everything. And I think Bill Haas is the guy we should really watch here this year.
Ryan, on Sunday on the top leaderboard, are Phil and Tiger's names, either one on it this week?
I think no, I don't think either. Well, no, I take the back. I think Tiger's name is on it. I don't think he wins this week, but I think his name's on it. I do think we're ready to see Tiger at least, you know, make a little bit of a threat here. Phil's game, I think, unfortunately, still hasn't kind of gotten the rust off from the winter here. He played poorly last week in the desert, and having to fly all the way back, you know, from the Middle East to the West Coast here, I think that's going to be asking a lot. So I think Tiger will be lurking. I don't think he's going to win, but I do think we're going to be talking about him over the weekend.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the golf season. We'll catch up with you again soon if you'll let us, and we sure appreciate your chat here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's my pleasure. I love talking about golf. We got 20 inches of snow last night here in the New England, so anytime I can talk about golf is a great thing.
Ryan, appreciate the time. Take care.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
With Golf World Magazine, Ryan Harrington joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And whether you're watching golf, college basketball, the NBA, any sporting event, you can catch them all at the Chicken Coop. You want to watch soccer? You want to watch tennis, Australian Open? You want to watch something that most people won't watch, something you can't get at home? They'll get it for you at the Chicken Coop, and you'll enjoy great food and drink specials while you're there, lunch specials every day. Maybe you want a little prime rib sandwich. Maybe you want a little chicken tender hoagie. Maybe you want a salad. They've got great salads there. Just about anything you order, they can put some of that great chicken wing sauce on, over 13 varieties for you, bone-in, boneless. Maybe you want pizza, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, balls of cheese. They've got them all for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week. Why?
Because you're hungry 7 days
a week. Anything else you wanted to say about golf?
Well, it's just interesting. You get these big names back, and then Tiger, of course, gets paired with Rocco Mediate and Anthony Kim. Pretty big pairing to go out the first tournament of the year.
Hopefully one of them shoots under par. John Daly, one under. Early on, nobody's passed the sixth hole yet at Torrey Pines. When we come back, Rick Pinkston, captain of the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us later on in the program. Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball coach Bill Gavers, stay with us.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com. And your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and ESPNSuperstation.com. Traditional rivals battle in Sutton Thursday as the Mustangs welcome in Sandy Creek on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The unbeaten girls battle at 6:15, the boys at 8. On Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst is at SEM. And on 1230 KHAS, the St. Cecilia girls take on Newman. Friday, the St. Cecilia boys take on Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference Tournament.
Win. He's going to bootleg it right. Now he's going to run. He's into the end zone.
Or go home. Win.
Intercepted by Geo. Cutting to his left of the 40. And there it is. It is Green Bay all the way to Super Bowl 45.
Or go home. Win.
And the Steelers win this contest and are headed to Dallas, Texas.
Super Bowl 45. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
Plan on some sun, as highs push well into the 40s today, 25 tonight, 52 with bright sunshine returning here tomorrow. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Tony, what about what happened down under? Roger Federer, gone.
Bounced.
Caroline Wozniacki, gone. Kim Clijsters. She's still there.
Yeah, Meredith actually before the show said it's like Djokovic yesterday was like the villain. You know, he just got that look in his face when he's all serious. And he, of course, has removed Roger Federer the last two Australian Opens now. And it's interesting when you go back and the success Roger Federer's had, he's one of those guys that's been a real nemesis here lately for him.
There'll be 10 nemesises on the wrestling mat tonight as 11th-ranked UNK welcomes in 5th-ranked Central Oklahoma at the Health and Sports Center at 7 o'clock. Folks, if you have a youth wrestling team, that's a club team, junior high team, your high school wrestling team, you can watch tonight's duel for free. All you have to do is contact or email the wrestling office or the folks there. We'll let you in. Make sure you do that by 5. All you do is send in your roster so that they know who to check off when they show up tonight. Team members must check in prior to entering the arena. 865-1640 for more information. 865-1640.
I talked to Mark Bauer this morning. If you're a junior high basketball team, they'll let you in free as well. Contact them. They're comping your tickets. They're free. Sense.
It's not free, but it is extra furniture at Bruce Furniture.
Well, it's the biggest ever home furnishing sale, which is going on for a limited time right now at Bruce Furniture. They continue their all-the-time policy of keeping the offer plain and simple. It's simply for every $100 in home furnishings you buy, you get another $20 in free furniture. Buy $1,000, you get $200 extra furniture free. They're competent. $5,000, $1,000 in bonus furniture. Comped free. Goes out the door. No, they haven't marked up the furniture to offset this bonus. Yes, long-term financing is still available, including the same as cash 12-month financing. Whether it's a Serta sleep system or recliner for reclining, it's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance.
Well, tonight the Tri-City Storm doesn't have an official game, Daddy, but they are going to be on the ice, a special event going on, and then it's off to Omaha to get win number one of the weekend and back home to look good on TV Saturday.
But tonight they're going to avoid ice fishing holes, and they're looking forward to that out of the Yanny Park going on tonight. We got a little pond hockey. Rick Pinkston joins us. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. How's things going? You tired of getting on the bus?
Oh, yeah. We've got some road games here. Definitely had a little stretch where it's got a little tedious, but you just got to take what comes and hopefully go out and get those wins when you're on the road. But, I mean, the bus, it's definitely an experience.
When does one get used to being on the road? I mean, again, in hockey, you guys have been away from your own home for years, and you're always somewhere else. But when do you ever get used to traveling, or do you?
Oh, man, this is my third year, and I still don't think I'm used to getting on the bus every weekend. You always look forward to those home games. So when you hop on that bus, it's definitely a little shock. I wouldn't say shock, but definitely a little change in scenery.
Longest tenured player on the Storm. He mentions he's in his third year. You're leading the team in several categories this year, including penalty minutes. I like to talk about penalty minutes. You're doing some push and shoving. You're a little fighting out there. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, when guys are trying to take liberties with your players, you got to step in. And a couple fights here and there. And then, obviously, a little accidental penalties once in a while where you get a little heated. But all in all, just, I think, stuff that needs to be done.
He is the captain of the Tri-City Storm, and he is going to Dartmouth.
I am.
Dartmouth?
I am.
How'd you swing that?
Oh, yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. But, no, I've always wanted to make sure that I got a good education through hockey, and hopefully that's what I'm going to do these next 4 years after Tri-City.
I've always felt, Tony, that the education off the ice might be just as valuable as on the ice. You guys probably learn a lot more about the ways of the world and being an adult playing hockey than maybe, I mean, obviously, Tony, high school sports, you're still at home. This hockey thing is a whole lot different nature. But what is a hockey person? You know what you want to major in? You know what you want to do in the future when you go to Dartmouth?
I'm still going to explore my options. It's a liberal, pretty liberal college where the first couple of years, they just want you to go in and see what your options are. And I think the first year or so, I'm going to go undecided. Then I think I'm going to lean toward either pre-med or the business aspect, because being a hockey player, I don't know how I'm going to be able to swing that pre-med.
I'll tell you. Now, if you go to Dartmouth, does that mean that you watch the State of the Union address this week?
I wish I could say I did, but I'm going to say I was at hockey practice.
If you're going to Dartmouth, how many other colleges were in, had showed interest in you?
This last year, I had quite a few, ranging from a lot of the WCHA schools to a lot of ones back home in the CCHA, and then like a couple out east. But what really brought me to Dartmouth was definitely their education and just the tradition there, that it's just unbelievable.
Rick Pinkston, captain of the Tri-City Storm, going to Dartmouth, and tonight he's going to be on the pond. Pond hockey going on. We talked with Todd Gatula earlier in the week. Did this last year. For a lot of the guys, they say, you know, this is how you play pickup hockey. You go to a pond and you skate. How much are you looking forward to this, and how different is it from the daily routine with the Storm?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely different from the daily routine, but you look back at a lot of these guys, we're from Minnesota, Michigan, a lot of the New England guys. We all grew up going out every winter, playing on the pond, and going out those weekends, playing from 2 in the afternoon to 7 at night, and it really it brings you back. It's fun stuff.
Todd talks about the interaction you guys have with the community and doing so many things with the kids. People bring the kids out tonight. It's a great opportunity to interact with some of them, get out on the ice, skate with you guys, shoot some pucks around, have a little fun.
Absolutely. I don't think many teams get the opportunity to go out and skate around with the younger guys and pass and just play some shinny with them. With this, it allows the community to come out, allow the little guys that want to come out and skate with us, and it gives them that opportunity to shoot some pucks with us, pass, get our opinion on what they're doing, and it's pretty neat.
Okay, I'm opening myself up here. You're going to play what with them?
Oh,
shinny?
Shinny. Is that
a slang
term
in baseball or what?
I'm assuming, yeah, but it's basically just stick and puck. Just go around with your skates and your stick and just play a little pickup hockey.
I learned something today.
Shinny.
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 No one's ever. I'm going to put that on my word list.
And of course, put it on the word list.
Of course, it doesn't
some
have
good
to
hockey slang there.
It doesn't have to be kids. It could be some young college co-eds that want to come
too,
out
yeah.
and skate too.
Hey, anybody wants to strap on some skates with a hockey stick?
Sorority girls.
I'm all right with that.
Rick Pinkston with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pond hockey tonight, but then it starts to count again tomorrow. And it sounds like some extra emphasis is being put on this game at Omaha. The Storm is ready to turn the tide with this Lancer team.
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to get excited for an Omaha game. And you're going into their barn, and obviously we've had some troubles with them this year and the year prior. So you want to go in, you want to make a statement on Friday night, and definitely get those 2 points.
Rick, what's the when you have problems with a team and it seems to be an ongoing, is it the style of play? Is it they're better than we are? I don't think you guys feel that way, but what's it come down to?
I think it's style of play. They seem to be more of a puck possession, offensive first team, whereas we're just definitely a blue collar team that likes to go out and bash you. And it's definitely a contrast where whoever comes out and plays the better game of those two styles is who's going to come out the winner. And hopefully we can go in and do that to them.
They're pretty. We don't pride ourselves on being pretty.
No,
right?
They're pretty. We're gritty.
Rick, see, that's what gets you to Dartmouth. Quick thinking like that. Rick,
wit. That's yeah. Their wit. No.
Rick Pinkston joins us. And then back home on Saturday to take on Chicago, television game. Do you guys get excited? Do you even know that you're on TV? I mean, people get to log on and watch you maybe a little bit there, or the folks around the central part of Nebraska, I guess Eastern State, because since they get it in Lincoln as well. Does that make a difference? Does that put a little more pep on the step and the skate there?
I don't know so much that it's a TV game, just that crowd. You're definitely getting a lot more people, and that really gets you into it. I personally didn't know until this week that it was a TV game, but obviously mom and dad know. There's no doubt about that, and they're going to be tuning in and trying to get that on DVR. So,
Rick, when you commit to a college like Dartmouth, we're coming up here on National Letter of Intent signing day, and everybody's all involved, you know, following the Huskers and what they're doing, following these local colleges and what they're doing. Do people, once you commit to a college, these other coaches back off of you, or are people still trying to persuade you to go a different direction?
Usually there's that gentleman's agreement where before you sign that letter of intent, they just say, hey, like, just back off. I think there's a list or something that says so-and-so has a verbal commitment here, and this guy is going where, and usually once you sign that letter, or up until you sign that letter, they try to back off and just give you your space. The beauty of the Ivy League is they you don't sign yet your letter. So it's nice, and they give you your time, and they don't put that big pressure on you.
Ivy leaguer. Ivy leaguer right here, just raising the
intelligence. Have we ever talked to an Ivy leaguer before?
Yeah, I think we have, but you know, nobody's cool as the captain of the Tri-City Storm, Rick Pinkston, who's joining us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Once this road trip gets over, Rick, you guys will be home with a chance to put yourself in position to do some good things. So there's two trains of thought. You want to finish strong on the road, so you got momentum coming home. And then no matter what happens on the road, you always got to win at home. You like the direction things are going right now. You want to get more wins, obviously. Do you see continued improvement? Has the team leveled out? Where are you at right now?
Oh, there's definitely there's room for improvement, but where we're at right now, I'm pretty happy with it. Obviously, the standings don't show how we're playing. But over this past weekend, a lot of good things were shown by our guys, and I think once we start building off that throughout this week, and we need a good weekend here. We definitely need a good showing against Omaha and Chicago. I think once we start rolling, we can start putting together a little stretch like we did right before the break.
Obviously, a lot of people are following this game. Well, it looks like when we get goaltending, we don't score. We score, we don't get goal. I mean, it's just kind of a flip-flop deal. And some consistency, is that what we're just striving for right now?
Definitely some consistency. I think the goaltending's there every night. That's the beauty of our two guys, Holden and Diebold. They're definitely guys who can hold down the fort. It's just it's our like you said, consistency is scoring and playing defense for those guys.
What was the highlight of Fargo?
Probably being in my hotel room where I can feel my hands and feet.
I heard it was like 40 below zero.
It was ridiculous. I don't know how anybody could survive that. No offense to people in Fargo, but it's not for me.
Rick Pinkston, captain of the Tri-City Storm. Folks, go out and support the pond hockey tonight. It's free. It's open to the public. It's a fun time. They're going to do a little exhibition. Then the kids and the family can skate. There's going to be some pictures taken if you want, and just kind of have some fun with the guys on the ice. Then go out and support them Saturday when they're at the Viero Event Center and Chicago rolls in, and much more coming up on the homestand. Rick, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always fun. I love that he's got the Atlanta Braves hat on.
Yeah, you know, these kids do get out in the community and do a lot, so good opportunity to get out and do a little ice hockey with them on the pond tonight.
Pond hockey tonight, tomorrow's game on Classic Hits 98.9, and Saturday's game televised on Fox 4 and 17. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more coming up when we come back, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
I got a letter from the office of the Fantasyville Commissioner in my mailbox this morning.
That's right, I sent that.
Oh, nice letterhead. Anyway, it says that you reserve the right to fine me up to $10,000 if I move forward with my plan this weekend?
That's right. It wasn't my idea, big fella, but the other guys in the league are really concerned.
What are you talking about?
Well, one of the guys heard you saying you're going to eat Johnsonville sausage naked at your party this weekend.
So what's the problem?
Mike, let me just tell you, and I mean this as a friend, we really, really don't want to see you naked eating a sausage.
Oh, Greeny, you're an idiot. I'm not going to be naked. The Johnsonville sausage is going to be naked. As in no buns, no condiments, nothing. That's the beauty of Johnsonville brats and Italian sausages. They're so packed with juicy flavor, and they're great all by themselves. You can't say that about burgers and chicken.
Can't tell you how relieved that makes me. Consider that letter officially rescinded.
Noted.
Take your game day party from good to great with juicy Johnsonville sausage, made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville, sausage is all we do.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible
for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Plan on some sun, as high as push well into the 40s today, 25 tonight, 52 with bright sunshine returning here tomorrow. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 41.
Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm loving you.
Back at Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where loyalty pays. We love having you with us every day on the show, and we love working with our friends at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com for all of your questions. You can give them a buzz, and they've got a lot of great deals going on right now. They're going to take care of you with a special loyalty bonus. $1,000 loyalty bonus on 2011 Chevy Traverses. You can get $5,000 off plus the $1,000 loyalty bonus. 2011 Chevy Tahoe, $6,500 off, including the $1,000 loyalty bonus. Check out the Chevy Suburbans and a whole lot more, including the Silverados, at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Working on our vehicles, and they're still running. And after what they did to mine, I was a little, I mean, what they told me they were going to have to do to mine, I didn't know if the old babe was going to make her out of the shop, but she is purring along like a kitten. And that's what we like. That's what we like. And just growling along right now, the Grand Island Central Catholic boys, there's no shock that they're good again this year. And Bill Gavers, the head basketball coach of the Crusaders, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're unbeaten, ranked number two behind Norfolk Catholic. They'll get a shot at them at the Heartland Hoops Classic here in a couple, 3 weeks. But Coach, also a Hall of Fame member now and recently picking up win number 400. A lot of stuff, Coach. Congratulations on it all.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me on today. It's good to be with you guys.
Well, Billy, let's start with the man that everybody's talking about, Turner Fay. I think there was a lot of guys that weren't sure that he was going to be, I guess the perception is, carrying the team, and he is scoring tons of points, 27, 28, 29 a ball game. He's had a few games over 40 now. He's the next
Jimmer. They call him the Jimmer.
Yeah, he's the next Jimmer for dead out there, and I know it's not just him, but are you even surprised at how much he's been able to take over the scoring and the leadership of this ball club as a senior?
I tell you what, early in the season at practices, you know, you watch him perform and you knew that he had the capability of doing some great things. He's just a guy that deserves everything he gets. He's put in so much time. He's developed his game. You know, he's really added a pull-up jump shot to his repertoire. He can finish at the rim. He can score in the post. He gets to the free throw line. He knocks down free throws. He can shoot the three. So, I mean, obviously, when somebody scores 28 points a game, it's an alarming number, but he's done it with efficiency, shooting 49% from the field, shooting 78% from the line. So, again, I think he's a guy that deserves everything he gets. There's an old saying, deserving victory, and I think he deserves that.
Bill, obviously, is he as good as anybody at that guard position you've ever had?
I tell you what, he's awfully good. You know, it's always kind of difficult to compare guys from different eras to play against different people in different programs, but certainly he ranks right up there as one of the top guards, I think, in the state this year. I'd certainly like to see him, you know, play against different guys because he has the total package. He has the IQ. He has the understanding. He's got athleticism. He can shoot it. He can pass it. He rebounds. He defends. So he's got everything going.
What about the way the rest of the guys respond to him? Sometimes kids don't take to a guy that will score 30 points a ball game, but you've had other guys that have stepped up, get you double digits, and some of the passes that go on for your ball club, whether they're from Turner or to Turner, are pretty amazing in the games I've saw.
Right. You know, I think the biggest thing is Turner's a great teammate, and I think when a guy's a great teammate, guys work with it, and you know, we've got great chemistry. I think these guys are interested in one thing, and that is having the opportunity to compete for championships. And we got that opportunity at the conference tournament this week, then the district, and hopefully the state tournament. So they've been focused on that. I think to them it doesn't matter who scores or who gets the credit. They just want to win.
Bill, is that a talk you had early on as far as accepting roles, or do they do that on their own?
You know, they pretty much have done that on their own. We always sit down with our players individually and talk about their roles and what they need to do to make the team better. But these guys, you know, we sat down and certainly explained their roles and whatnot, but you never know how games are going to play out and how many shots this guy's going to take or that guy's going to take. Again, I think the biggest thing is they're a mature group. They have a single-mindedness of purpose, and they want to get it done. And whatever it takes, they'll do it to get it done.
Hall of Fame coach Bill Gavers joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as their team is 16-0, getting ready for St. Cecilia in the conference semifinals tomorrow night. We talked with some of the coaches on the girls' side, John Kyle from St. Cecilia. That is just amazing. St. Cecilia is a sixth seed, two-time defending champion. I know every team is different, but boy, a matchup here in the semifinals, and these guys, both teams, really want to win this ball game. What's going to be the key tomorrow night?
Oh, I think certainly, you know, the effort's going to be outstanding. Both teams are going to be ready to go. I mean, we've got to do a great job on the boards. We have to keep them off the boards, and we have to apply great defensive pressure. Offensively, you know, we need to move the ball, attack the basket. I think it needs to be an up-tempo game, you know, on our side of it, and we'll see what happens from there.
Bill, I think you do a great job of keeping your blinders on the players and taking one game at a time, but you look down the rest of the schedule. You can't have a wondering eye or you're going to get knocked off.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. It's a great schedule, and our players look forward to that. And you know, the coaching staff, we've talked a lot about. These guys come every day to work. We talked about it. We had a bad practice. We have not. They're always focused. They're always pushing one another. And so I think that's how they're able to stay in the moment and focus on the next opponent.
Looking at the schedule still coming out of conference, Lexington, at Wahoo, at St. Cecilia, the Norfolk Catholic game, St. Paul. I know it's one at a time, but you've got a chance to get back on this St. Cecilia deal. There's a real good chance you're going to play them three times in less than a month.
Yeah, no question. Here at the conference semis, and then we're in the same sub-district, and we also go to their place on February 11th. So our guys are excited about the challenges ahead. That's what you want. You know, you're getting into February, getting into March, you want games that can push you and that are going to make you better, and you can find out some things about yourself. Having to operate under stress and tough circumstances are good. And we had that the other night with Boys Town. We were down 6 points, about 6 minutes left, third quarter, against an extremely athletic team. So those situations make you better.
Bill, one thing I went back and forth with you over the years about is a lot of times you guys will win a game 38-28, and I'll pick a jab at you and say, well, that must have been a hell of an exciting match win for you. But this year you guys have really changed a little bit, I think, getting up and down the floor and really scored a bunch more points than maybe you're even accustomed to.
Well, I think what you do is you assess your personnel and then you develop a playing style based on what your personnel is. And, you know, the object of games is still to win the game, and however you have to do it, whether it's 2-1 or 65-60, you're trying to get it done. So this group is very skilled offensively. You got five guys on the floor that can shoot the ball, can handle it, can pass it. And then defensively, they take pride in getting stopped. So when you're able to do it at both ends of the floor, it makes the challenge that much easier. And again, nothing's easy. I mean, obviously our schedule's coming up, but it makes you a better team. It just makes you better equipped for situations on the floor.
Just another minute here with Bill Gavers, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic on the Doug and Daddy Show. Got to talk about it. I know it's a ways away. We'll talk to you at games before then, but the Heartland Hoops Classic, you guys draw Norfolk Catholic. They've been the team that the kids, I'm sure, in the paper have been seeing has been ranked number one, and you've been number two all year long. Give me an early preview, not only on that game, but the Classic as a whole.
Oh, the Classic is an awesome thing. You know, Tino Martinez runs it, and if you're a basketball fan, you need to get out there on February 12th because it is an awesome event. Great matchups there, good basketball. Norfolk Catholic, very athletic team, very good. We played them at the state tournament last year. They beat us by two in the quarterfinals. Brozek and Ewing, two big guys, can score inside, can score outside. You know, their guards are athletic. So that'll be an interesting matchup. And again, those are the kind of games you want to be playing in February.
And, Billy, we can't let you off the hook here. A couple of really big things have happened for you in the last couple of months here. You go into the Hall of Fame in Omaha, and you win game number 400, now 401. Two pretty darn big accomplishments. Congratulations, and just kind of your thoughts on each.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All those things are team accomplishments. You know, I have a great support at Central Catholic. I've said to many people, it's an awesome school to teach at. A our students, our faculty, our administration. My wife has given me great support. And in coaching, I think you really need that. You need support at home, the players, the parents. It's just been a great ride, you know, for 20 years here, and hopefully it'll continue.
Bill, we've talked about this Hastings-St. Cecilia matchup, but what do you got to do to stop this stirrup kid?
Zach's a big guy. You know, he's 6'9", takes up a lot of space. And the thing about him, he's extremely mobile. I mean, he moves really well, and he's got great hands. So, you know, we're going to try to get a body on him. We're going to try to keep him off the boards, and hopefully we'll be able to get that accomplished.
Coach, any truth to the rumor, you know, when you get ready for bowl games, you try to have somebody imitate the other guy's quick quarterback. Any truth to the rumor that Tino is going to step onto the practice floor and imitate Zach Stirrup?
Oh, you betcha, Tino. We're going to put him on a stretcher, stretch him out a little bit, and he'll bang around in there and give us a good look.
Well, if we run into Jeff Galooly, we'll send him your way.
Okay, sounds good.
Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck in the next couple of ball games in the conference tournament and the rest of the way out. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. We appreciate all you guys do for high school sports.
Thanks, Billy. Billy, the Hall of Famer. Bill Gavers, lots of ties to this area, just trying to live up to the wife's coaching greatness as well, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, Doug. I think you can go back, you know, and I can say, well, that's an exciting deal when they score 40 points. But it is truly a program that they've developed over there. We're winning as much like a Ravenna. The no-suck culture is in place. Sandy Creek Sutton tonight. They did not accept losing. They find a way to get it done, and they get it done.
I'll tell you what, as well, you look at that basketball game coming up, and you'll be able to hear that on 1230 KHAS for St. Cecilia and for Grand Island Central Catholic. That's tomorrow night. Lincoln Christian hosts those tournament games here. The girls tonight, the boys tomorrow, and then all the finals coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:45. I just got a feeling that this will be one of those low-scoring games because it was a low-scoring game for the most part with Boys Town. As you saw, they're behind in the second half. Boys Town only scores 32 points, so you know what the score was in the third quarter, and they end up putting 44 on the board, which I believe is their lowest output of the season so far. And St. Cecilia,
by 10 points.
Donovan Trumbull, that was a 26-24 ball game back in December. I know a lot of things have changed, but to keep guys off the boards, going to have to work that ball, get it around a big fella in the paint. I expect another low-scoring game tomorrow night. That's not always the case, but I'm pretty sure the guys that get to 41st are going to have a heck of a chance to win the game. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK with two locations in Kearney to serve you, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue with the King's Cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-def television. Also, the huge indoor playground at their 8th Street and 3rd Avenue location near Kearney Cinema, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Get a great meal today at BK.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team. UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
A busy home week for UNK gets underway tonight. It's three straight at home for the Loper volleyball team. They'll take on New Mexico Highlands at 7 o'clock. The women's tennis team is also home this week, beginning today with Mesa State at 12. Tennis at noon, New Mexico Highlands volleyball tonight at 7 at UNK.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This Sunday, the NFL's best players meet in Hawaii when the AFC and NFC face off in the Pro Bowl. This is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew in the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the excitement from all the big players. Both teams are loaded with talent, as Phillip Rivers and Arian Foster lead the AFC, while Michael Vick and star wideout Roddy White headline the NFC squad. If it's the Pro Bowl, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Plan on some sun, as highs push well into the 40s today, 25 tonight, 52 with bright sunshine returning here tomorrow. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Thursday, Tony. I got to work till 6. What do I do if I want to go to Misko's?
Well, they're going to be waiting for you because they're open late on Thursdays.
Till 8, people. It's easy to remember. Late 8. There you go.
Then get you geared up for youth wrestling with brands like Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas, singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes. They've got it all. Buy all your athletic apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Misko's. Get your game on now at Misko's. Downtown Kearney Center. Misko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's what I'm thinking. Sunday afternoon, Kearney, or we got a little Sunday afternoon at Eagles Club. We got a little poker tournament going on.
What we like to call the Big Daddy Invitational. They actually brought a 5-gallon bucket over for you to move your chips from table to table last year.
But I did notice that I had somebody point out that when I get a really good hand, my left ear twitches. So I got headgear from Misko's. So I will wear headgear and sunglasses. They got those at Misko's, too. So you got to go to Misko's before this Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, which is a benefit for Kearney American Legion Baseball, Sunday, January 30th. Be there.
Open to all, everybody.
Yeah.
Registration at 1. The tournament starts at 2. Guaranteed payouts in this. All the proceeds go to the American Legion baseball programs that covers all of the American Legion teams in the city of Kearney. And they'd love to have you. $20 buy-in. There are rebuys for the first 2 hours. And all of that proceeds with guaranteed payout. All the proceeds go to Kearney American Legion at the Eagles Club in Kearney, Sunday. Tournament starts at 2. Be there by 1:30. Registration starts at 1, so you can get registered so they can get the table set, get everybody where they need to be, so it starts at 2.
Misko's is open, too, so if you need headgear.
Well, you can slide in there just after noon on Sunday. So, you know, swing in there about 12:45, get what you need, then slide on over to the Eagles Club, get what you need, and you're ready to go for an afternoon of poker and helping out baseball. What more? Poker and baseball, two good things. Plus, I heard the bar's open.
If that guy flops, if that guy's last two cards are two kings, then you can put him in a fireman's carry.
Don't mention two kings to me today, all right? Just don't mention them.
I was going to put you in a fireman's
carry.
Pocket
kings. Don't mention them.
I'm going to get my singlet on. I'll put you in a fireman's carry.
You don't even know what that is. 888-455-ESPN. That's always the number on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dent Popper inbox. We appreciate all your emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. In case we missed anything, let's run through the list again. The Nebraska women, well, they get 27 points from Lindsay Moore last night, which is a career high, and they still lose by 19. Not good. Iowa State shoots 57% from the field and beats Nebraska 85-66. The Huskers will host Texas Tech on Saturday. Hastings College had a couple of exciting games last night. The women rally from 10 down in the second half to beat Midland Lutheran 63-53. Alicia Statler, out of Central Catholic, had 19 points, 13 rebounds. The Hastings men hold on for a 75-72 victory. Donovan Schultz, 23 points in the ballgame. Now, Hastings will be playing at home Sunday. Yes, Sunday against Morningside, 2-4, because Saturday, Hastings College is hosting the conference wrestling tournament. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Tonight's basketball, the big matchup, Sandy Creek at Sutton. Unbeaten top-ranked girls teams battle at 6:15. The boys at 8 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Amherst SEM on Classic Hits, 98.9. ESPN Radio. We're going to have NBA basketball going on tonight. And on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia girls play Wahoo Newman tonight at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. Before that, Central Catholic plays Aquinas at 6 o'clock. Pretty heavy on the girls' semifinals for conference tournaments tonight. Central Conference at Seward. Seward will dismantle Crete at 6:15, and then Northwest and Holdridge will play at 8 o'clock. Seward won like 77-14 on Tuesday night, okay? You know what? Sorry, that's just the way it is. Minden will take on Ogallala tonight, 6 o'clock, followed by Broken Bow and Cozad. In the RPAC tournament at Maywood, Dundee County, Stratton, and Hitchcock County play. And in the semifinal at Alma, Arapahoe, and Southern Valley play. Crossroads Conference Tournament. We need to help these people out, Tony. I played in the York City Auditorium 25 years ago. It was a hole then. And they are still playing the Crossroads Conference Tournament at the York City Auditorium. Crossroads Conference will help you out.
Is that like the Ogallala deal that needs to be summoned down with?
Well, yes. There's a good chance that you're going to have a battle of unbeaten boys teams come tomorrow night at 8 o'clock between Giltner and Hampton. They got to win today. Here's your schedule. Girls, 3, Exeter Milligan against Osceola.
Bingo.
The little O. That's at 3. Then at 4:30, boys game, Giltner, Exeter Milligan. At 6, girls game, Shelby, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. And at 7:30, boys game, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley against Hampton. And those are the ball games that are going on tonight. And I think that gets us through everything we need to get through. Grand Island does fall out of the number one spot in the Class A wrestling rankings from the Coaches Association. Had those suspensions, and that's probably going to affect their team scoring at state. That's what they're looking at. So there you go. And I don't know if you know, but the GPAC Conference Wrestler of the Week, he's from Concordia College. He's a freshman. His name's Blake Augustine. He's a Chanticleer.
Oh.
He's your GPAC Wrestler of the Week.
Feel congratulations, that. Blake.
And a baby Blake. We want to thank all the fine guests on the show today. Bill Gamers, Hall of Famer, 401 wins at Grand Island Central Catholic, for joining us on the show today. Also, we would like to thank Ryan Harrington of Golf World, talking about the upcoming PGA Tour season. And, of course, to Rick Pinkston, captain of the Tri-City Storm, world champion New Orleans Saint member Scott Shanley, among our guests tomorrow.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you then. 22 hours and 50 minutes from now, the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550. Our friends in Hastings, we'll see you then. ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.